Welcome back to The Wine Show. You've got Simon Nash and Jill Upton, and we are joined now by Alistair Purbrick from Tobilk in Ngambi. Morning, Alistair.
Good morning.
Alistair, I will jump in here. Thank you for joining us. And I do believe that you might be in the car driving back to Tobilk from having New Year's with your daughter.
Yeah, that's right. So it was actually, we're in Deniliquin for my daughter's husband's 40th birthday, which was a huge night. I'm still recovering, sadly.
I bet you had some sensational wines. Can you tell us some of them?
On the night, we dumbed it down a little. Obviously, a lot of Tobilk. But we did get into some ESP, Eric Stevens Purbrick Cabernet and Shiraz. And everyone seemed to enjoy that very, very nicely. But, you know, beers were also pretty popular. I think it was about 38 degrees by the time we hit midnight. So, yeah, it was very warm.
Mm. Wow. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Were there some of your lovely Marsan in there?
There was certainly some Marsan. In fact, there was some of that 2020 Marsan that just won a couple of trophies at the Sydney Wine Show recently, and that certainly went down a treat.
Yep, I had a bottle myself yesterday with some friends who came over for lunch, and it's just divine. So good.
Thank you. One thing that surprised us, you know, with that particular wine winning the trophies, normally with Marsan, you know, it takes 3 or 4, even 5 years for it to get a bit of bottle age and bottle maturity and then starts, you know, winning lots of golds and trophies, a bit like Hunter Semillon, really. And for the 2020 to get up as a relative pup, so to speak, was really gratifying.
Yeah. It's absolutely. When we were talking about it yesterday, we're just quite marveling at the fact that it is such a young wine, and just to be tasting, like, I would have sworn there were, you know, 4 to 5 years on it.
Yeah. Well, it certainly captured the judges' attention, which is a good thing.
Yes, certainly did.
But also, we do love winning in Sydney because it's usually Semillon and Hunter Semillon that does well.
And
it's sort of nice when Marsan sort of sticks its head up and sort of spoils the Hunter Valley winemakers' show.
They must hate that. But we talk about Hunter Sem as well, but it's, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? You know, so this wine now is beautiful, and then look at it in 5 years and 10 and 15, you know, and it's just a continuing evolution, and it will just keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think Australia does, you know, 3 whites really well, and they're unoaked. So we've talked about Semillon, in particular Hunter Semillon. We can talk about Marsan, but also Riesling from some regions like Eden Valley and Clare Valley and so on. And all 3 from the right winemakers in the right region can age incredibly well. So and the beauty of having screw cap now widely accepted in Australia and elsewhere is that actually helps maintain the freshness of all those wines. And so, you know, you can enjoy, if you like, the fresh fruit styles. You can enjoy them as relatively young wines, but then if you want to be rewarded with the more complex, toasty, and in Marsan's case, honeysuckle flavours, then after, you know, 5, 6, 7, even up to 10 years, it broadens out. It's a lot more complex. There's a lot more food that you can drink it with, and it's just, you know, they're just gorgeous wines, you know, at that sort of age.
So would you recommend that the 2020 right now to put down for about 10 years?
Yeah, I think Marsan, if you like an each way bet where you've got still a little bit of primary fruit, but the addition of some of those more complex toasty honeysuckle flavours in that 5 to 10 years of age is right in the zone. If then you like more complex and very aged wines, then with a bit more patience, you can certainly drink them as 15 or 20 year old wines. And again, you know, they're lovely drinks at that age.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I was reading up about how you were recommending that you could put them down for up to 20 years. And when I mentioned that to a mate of mine yesterday who really does know his wines, he was quite surprised, didn't realise you could put it down that long. So I guess the fact that one of the trophies that you walked away with was actually the best value white wine. And, I mean, you can't get better value than less than $14 at a local liquor store. Of course, that's where I just went to grab one. And I guess my idea is now it's go and get a six pack and drink three and put three down.
Well, Jill, you're being conservative. A six pack, goodness.
You know what? I think
What about at least a 12 pack?
Okay, I'll get 24. No, but it's good to know.
But you're right. We've always wanted to ensure that Marsan was a really good value for money wine. And yes, you can regularly get it from, the larger retailers like Murphy's, Dan Murphy, for, $15 or so. But it's not certainly not going to cost you any more than $20 a bottle. And, when you think about the flexibility you've got about, drinking it, immediately, cellaring it for a little while, cellaring it for a long time. There's, not too many wines, certainly in Australia, if not around the world, where you can get that sort of value and end up with wines that do have some longevity and cellaring potential.
Yeah, for sure.
There's also a consistency, Alistair, isn't there? Where, this one stood out to the judges, but you could the 21 and the 22 and the 23. It's a sure bet for an ongoing amount of years.
Yeah. As winemakers, we hate talking about formulas, but in the case of Marsan at Tabilt, we've got the formula right. We know exactly when to pick it. We pick it at a variety of ripeness, and then we blend it all together. So you end up with all these nuances of different flavours, which ultimately enhance its cellaring ability. Interestingly, in the Sydney show, there was another Marsan that got a gold medal, which is our 2015 Museum Marsan, which has just been released. And the young wine beat the old wine into submission, which is interesting. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that was one of your Marsans, was it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. So what we do is we keep back around 20 or 25% of the current vintage Marsan, and then re-release it as about a 5 or 6 year old as a museum Marsan. So our sort of Marsan hierarchy, if you like, is current year of vintage wine, then 5 or 6 year old wine, which we call the museum wine, which is the same as going back to that current vintage wine. And then on top of that, we have a single vineyard 1927 vines Marsan, which retails at around $45 or $50 a bottle. That's a wine that is definitely made with the long-term haul or cellaring in mind. And we're looking to make those wines to be great wines when they're 50 or 60 years of age, which is going to see all of us out. But still, it's a legacy for future generations of family.
Sure. And look, it's still such great value. I mean, you're getting $45 for a bottle of those top Marsan. That's still very, very good. What I'd love to know is something more about food pairing with Marsan. I mean, Marsan, you don't find it a lot. And I do know it's one of the world's rarest varietals. So I don't think the food pairing with Marsan is spoken about as much. So if you were to base it on, say, the 2020 or the 2021 and drinking it now, like I did yesterday, and then maybe in 5 years and then in 10 years time, what sort of food matches would you recommend?
Okay, so with the 2020 or any young Marsan, I'd be recommending seafood and oysters. It's a killer match with oysters, but seafood generally really works. Then, let's say it's about 5 years of age, so it's developing a little bit of extra bottle age complexity and the toast and honey flavours. Then that opens up spicy dishes, Chinese, Asian dishes, and perhaps more complex seafood and some white meats like chicken dishes. Then when we get to 10 years of age, really, there's a whole lot of stuff you can pair it with. You continue with even more highly spicy dishes. You can get into pork dishes, pretty much any of those dishes except red meats are going to work.
Okay, so
it may have hit some bad reception area.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah, I just dropped out a little. Am I back?
There we go.
Back.
Yep.
Ah, good. the joys of travelling in the country.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In between towers or something. Yeah. Look, it's. We should briefly talk about. We've got probably 5 minutes or so, but we should talk about the Cellador. And Jill, I know you've seen photos of it, but have you actually visited?
I have not, but I can't wait. And I'm definitely planning that. That'll be a trip in 2022. And also, I'll give you a heads up before I come, because I'd love to meet you, of course. I have heard such incredible stories about it. And then when I started like really, really checking out your website and your eco side of it as well, it's quite an impressive story. So can you tell us a bit about the Cellar Door and the experience that someone like me, a first timer, will be able to have?
Well, first up, I'd allow the best part of a day to, if you want to enjoy all the experiences that we've got on offer at Tobilk. So the first thing is around history and heritage. So all of our old buildings are still very much in original condition. The underground cellars, where we have large red wine storage barrels, those barrels date back to, well, some of them date back to 1860, some are original. So you can either take a paid tour or do your own self-guided tour and look at all of the old buildings, the underground cellars and so on. And also in the cellar yard, underneath a whole lot of buildings, we've got a lot of old equipment too that was used in bygone days. So that's all really interesting for the history buffs. Then we have our tourism arm. So there's about 6 kilometres of walking trails around the wetlands, what we call the Tobilk wetlands area. If you wanted to, you could we'll go on a boat tour, a cruise, which is about an hour. That takes in a lot of the deeper wetlands areas, but you can get off and have a walk and do some of the shallow areas as well. So that's really beautiful. And there's lots of wildlife and, you know, the usual kangaroos, wallabies, but also koalas, lots of bird life, large birds, small birds. And you might even see a platypus if you're lucky.
I actually had no idea that you were offering that really holistic experience. That's even more of a draw card.
Yeah, and some people walk the wetlands. Others bring their bikes along. We also hire out bikes if people forgot to bring them along or didn't realise that there was that opportunity. So yeah, there's lots to do there. Then we also do some tasting experiences where we allow people to put together their own blends from wines that we supply. Wow. Then they'll do a mass tasting at the end of it. So if you bring a few mates along, there might be four of you there, but then you'll do a mass tasting and you'll choose who's got the best blend. And then we'll blend the bottle of that up, put your name on it with the Tobilk label, and you can take that home.
Great idea. I'm seriously coming down it. And so the restaurant that you have attached to it, that's completely owned by you guys as well?
Sorry, I just missed that little bit, Jill.
So the restaurant that you have, that's completely owned by you as well? That's not in Coburg?
Yes. Yeah, so the restaurant, it's an all-day affair, just taking in all the and doing all the activities that we have on offer. And so come around lunchtime or even for a morning afternoon tea, we've got our Wetlands View restaurant, which overlooks part of the wetlands and an old 1888 built bridge. And there's a lot of decking there, so you can sort of get out. It's almost like, you know, the wilderness comes to you. And there's generally, you know, swans and pelicans are sort of just paddling past, you know, taking their time. And you can relax into that and have a lovely meal. Of course, some more good wines. We also put on some aged and museum wines there, so you can drink wines back to the 1990s and the early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's all fully back open again now after COVID and all that?
Yeah. Victoria and Melbourne, last lockdown was lifted back in early November. And since then, I've got to say, particularly out of Melbourneites have been sprinting out of Melbourne into country Victoria and even flooding into southern New South Wales, just to celebrate some freedom and take advantage of all that regional Victoria and southern New South Wales has got to offer. Yeah, so we're pretty busy at the moment. But Jewel, if you come down, I'll certainly make sure I book you in because the numbers, if they're maintained as they are at the moment, means that bookings, particularly for the restaurant and for the tasting experiences, are absolutely essential.
Well, I'll give you a very good heads up. Don't worry, I'm going to have to plan it well ahead anyway, because I'll be traveling from Queensland, so I'll give you plenty of notice. But thank you for the heads up. Oh, look, Alistair, thank you so much for joining us. And I know that you've been in the car, and it can make for a little bit of awkward, but it's worked really well. Thank you so much. Thank you for producing these incredible Marsans, because I am going to go and grab another 6, 12, maybe 24. And we'll let you get on with it. Happy New Year. And I'll let Simon do a wrap up.
Okay, yeah. Well, if I could just say before Simon wraps up, Happy New Year to you both and to your listeners. And let's hope that 2022 is a year to remember.
Indeed.
Absolutely agree. Well
Perfect.
Said.
No, agree with that sentiment.
Thanks, Alistair. Bye.
Thank you, Alistair.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. See you. Bye-bye.